Chapter 14. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was set upon Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched from there a wise woman, and said to her, I pray thee, make out yourself to be a mourner, and put on garments of mourning, and do not anoint yourself with oil, but be as a woman that has been a long time mourning for the dead. And come to the king, and speak in the manner I tell you to him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face in a bow on the ground, and said, Deliver, O king. And the king asked her, What is it? And she answered, I am indeed a widowed woman, for my husband is dead. And your handmaid had two sons, and these two strove together in the field. And there was no one to part them, but the one struck the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen up against your handmaid. And they said, Deliver up the one who killed his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the heir also. And so they will quench my coal which is left, and shall leave to my husband neither name nor heir on the face of the earth. And the king said to the woman, Go to your house, and I will issue a command concerning your cause. And the woman of Tekoa said to the king, My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne are guiltless. And the king said, Whoever has threatened you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you any more. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord his God, that you would not allow the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he answered, As the Lord lives, not one hair of your son shall fall to the earth. Then the woman said, Let your handmaid, I pray thee, speak one word to my lord the king. And he said, Speak. And the woman said, How is it then that you have considered such a thing against the people of God? For the king speaks this thing as one who is guilty, in that the king does not bring his own banished one home again. For we must all die, and are as water spilled upon the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. And in the same way, God does not treat one person differently than another. Instead, he devises a way for his banished ones to not be expelled from him. Now, therefore, this is the reason that I have come to speak this way to my lord the king. It is because the people have made me afraid. And so your handmaid said, I will go and speak to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid. For the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then your handmaid said, The word of my lord the king shall now be a resting place. For as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. Therefore, the Lord your God will be with you. Then the king answered and said unto the woman, Hide nothing from me, I pray, concerning the thing that I ask you. And the woman said, Let my lord the king now speak. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with you in all this? And the woman answered and said, As your soul lives, my lord the king, no one can escape to the right or to the left from your discernment, according to what my lord the king has spoken. For thy servant Joab, he commanded me, and he put all these words in the mouth of your handmaid, so as to turn and hide the face of the true intention. It was your servant Joab who has crafted this speech. And my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. So the king said to Joab, Behold now, I have done this thing. Go, therefore, bring the young man Absalom back again. And Joab fell to the ground on his face and bowed himself and thanked the king. And Joab said, Today your servant knows that I have found grace in your sight, my lord, O king, and that the king has fulfilled the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, Let him turn to his own house, and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house and did not see the king's face. But in all Israel there was no man appraised as more handsome than Absalom, from the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head. There was no blemish in him. And when he shaved his head, for it was at every year's end that he shaved it, because his hair was heavy on him, and so he shaved it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And to Absalom there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar, and she was a beautiful woman to behold. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem without seeing the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab in order to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. And he sent for him again the second time, and still he would not come. Therefore he said to his servants, See, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom to his house and said, Why have your servants set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, Behold, I sent for you, saying, Come, that I may send you to the king to say, Why have I come from Geshur? For it was good for me there. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom.